Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipes and topic of conversation is asparagus. So I walk into the produce section of my favorite grocery store, and what do I spy? Why, it's asparagus at 99 cents a pound. Are they kidding me? 99 cents a pound? Sign me up and shut the door. I'm all for this special. As if in a daze, my cart magically makes its way over to the stand, and I find myself loading up bundle after bundle after bundle of these sweet green stalks. And by the time I get out of my chlorophyll-induced stupor, I'm in my kitchen and the proud owner of 10 pounds of the stuff, and no real plan on how to use it up. Asparagus, in my opinion, is one of Mother Nature's finest gifts, and it's a sure sign that spring is on the way. It's part of the lily family, and it's sort of a first cousin to the onion, the leek, and the garlic. It's loaded with vitamins A, B, and C, and it's also a great source of folic acid. Asparagus is really a very versatile vegetable and can be prepared by steaming, roasting, grilling, or even stir-frying it. The spear should be firm and green and tightly closed at the tip. Choose thin or thick stalks. It really doesn't matter. It's just personal preference. Pass up any asparagus that has kind of a woody-looking stalk, though. I don't like to peel the stalks, but some people do, and I end up cutting off about a half an inch at the end before I cook it. If you like a little variety in your life, look for white or purple asparagus. Just be warned, the price point is quite a bit higher than the regular. They're really the same thing. They're just grown kind of differently. I've already started cooking my asparagus, and I don't plan on stopping until the last stalk is devoured. The following recipe is a great way to use it. It's a grilled asparagus crab tart. You need about 1 pound of asparagus cut into pieces. You need about 1/4 cup of butter, 4 to 5 portobello mushrooms chopped. You need 1 tablespoon of garlic, 1/2 cup of breadcrumbs, 3 tablespoons of Parmesan cheese, about 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 2 cups of shredded Munster or pepperjack cheese, about 1/2 pound of crab meat shredded or chopped, and you can use the fake stuff, that's just fine, 8 ounces of vegetable cream cheese, 4 eggs, about 1 tablespoon of the chopped fresh parsley, or 2 teaspoons of the dry. Preheat your oven to 375. You want to grease a 9x13 glass baking dish. In a skillet, melt the butter. Add the mushrooms, garlic, and onions and cook for about 5 to 6 minutes. Put them in a bowl when you're done. Add the breadcrumbs, Parmesan cheese, and pepper. Mix to combine and then press the mushroom mixture up the sides and across the bottom of the pan. Sprinkle the shredded cheese on top of the crust. Arrange the asparagus and crab meat on top of the cheese. In the bowl of an electric mixer, combine the herbed cream cheese, eggs, and about 1 tablespoon of the parsley. Beat to combine so that there are no lumps. Pour the egg mixture over the asparagus. Sprinkle the top with about 2 tablespoons of Parmesan cheese. Bake for 35 to 45 minutes until the top is golden brown. Let it cool for 5 to 10 minutes and then serve. It serves about 8. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. If you miss the recipe, you can find it on the web at nipr.fm or email me at ezTlog, that's Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. You can catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz. As always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.